gavel engulfed in his meaty fist. "Rich! I'm fucking rich!" "Twice?" Joshua closed his eyes. "For the last time, 7,450,000. Anybody?" The smack the gavel made was as loud as the Big Bang, the start of a whole new existence for Joshua Calvert, independent starship owner captain. A deep chime sounded. Joshua's eyes snapped open. Everyone had gone silent, staring at the small, omnidirectional AV projector on the desk in front of the auctioneer, a slim crystal pillar 1 meter high. Curlicues of abstract color swam below the surface. If anything, Barrington Greer's grin had become even wider. "Tranquility reserves the right of last bid on Lot 127," a mellow male voice sounded throughout the auction room. "Oh, for fuck's sake!" an angry voice to Joshua's left. "The winning bidder?" He hadn't caught the name. The auction room descended into a bedlam of shouting. Barrington Greer was giving him a manic thumbs up. The three assistants started to carry the bubble and its precious 7.5 million contents out into the wings. Joshua waited as the room cleared, a noisy crush of people jostling and gossiping. Tranquility's right to reserve the last bid, their only topic for discussion. He didn't care. Last bid meant the agreed price plus an extra 5%. The pillar of electronics would go to the Laymill research team now, analyzed by the most experienced Xenoc experts in the Confederation. He felt quite good about that. Virtuous. Maybe it was right they should have it. Michael Saldana had reassembled as much of the team as he could after those first few traumatic years of exile, building it up in tandem with Tranquility's new economy and rapidly increasing financial strength. There were currently around 7,000 specialists working on the problem, including several Xenoc members of the Confederation, providing a welcome alternative viewpoint when it came to interpreting the more baroque artifacts. Michael had died in 2513, and Morris had assumed the title of Lord of Ruin with pride, continuing his father's labours. As far as he was concerned, uncovering the reason behind the Laymill cataclysm was Tranquility's sole reason for existence, and he pursued it vigorously until his own death 9 years ago, in 2601. Since then, the project had gone on apparently unabated. Tranquility, said Morris's heir, the third Lord of Ruin, was running things as before, but chose not to seek a high public profile. There had been a flurry of rumours at the time, saying that the Habitat personality had taken over completely, that the Kulu Kingdom was trying to reclaim the Habitat, that the Edenists were going to incorporate it into their culture. Earlier rumours said Michael stole the Habitat seed from Edenists, throwing out the Atomists. They had all come to nothing. Right from the start, the Habitat personality had acted as both the civil service and police force, using its servitors to preserve order so nothing changed. Taxes were still 2%, the Black Hawks continued their mating flights, commercial enterprise was encouraged, creative finance tolerated. As long as the status quo was maintained, who cared exactly which kind of neurons were running the show, human or biotech? Joshua felt a hand come down hard on his shoulder as he shuffled towards the exit, the weight pressed through his left leg. "Ouch! Joshua, my friend, my very rich friend, this is the day, eh? The day you made it." Barrington Greer beamed rapturously at him. "So what are you going to do with it all? Women? Fancy living?" His eyes lacked focus. He was definitely running a stimulant program. And he was entitled. The auction house was in line for a 3% cut of the sale price. Joshua smiled back, almost sheepish. "No, I'm going back into space. See a bit of the Confederation for myself, that kind of thing. The old wanderlust. Ah, if I had my youth back, I would do the same thing. The good life, it ties you down, and it's a waste, especially someone your age. Party till you puke every night. I mean, what's the point of it all in the end? You should use the money to get out there and accomplish something. Glad to see you've got some sense. So, are you going to buy a Black Hawk egg?" "No, I'm taking the Lady Mac back out." Barrington Greer pursed his lips in rueful admiration. "I remember when your father arrived here. You take after him, some. Same effect on the women, from what I hear. Joshua raised a wicked smile. "Come on," Barrington Greer said. "I'll buy you a drink. In fact, I'll buy you a whole meal."